Let's go.
And welcome to the Snitch and Lynch podcast for a brand new week.
With your host, Snitch and Lynch.
Very good to be with you. It's been a very big week in the news. Couple of purchases happening.
Oh.
Starting with a big F, Lynch man.
A big F.
Mm-hmm.
Failboat?
Yes, failboat, Lynch man.
Let's go with that.
We've bought a failboat.
We've bought a failboat. It sunk straight away.
And it was a bad investment.
Yeah, bad purchase.
Which is very weird because Lindsay's usually pretty good with that kind of stuff.
Not this time. Finger is not on the pulse with these purchases. The money is just flying out that wallet.
Yeah. There's been another big purchase as well. We're going to talk about that. Also, giant rats. They're terrorizing lots of people, man.
What is this?
We need to talk about this. We'll get there.
Like Godzilla rats?
Yeah, exactly. Just like Godzilla rats. Just like the movie. That's about to come out.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Right?
Oh,
so
what are you psyched, Godzilla?
Hey, you also know what I'm excited for? Jurassic what? Park 4.
What?
Jurassic World, my friend.
They're bringing out a Jurassic World?
Here we go.
Oh,
here we go, man.
Hang on. Here, stop here the podcast right, introduction.
Before we do that, we'll talk about that next, all right?
Okay, we'll talk about it.
There's a couple more things where something happened today. Today, Lins, man, that we need to talk about.
Mm.
Yeah, and
I don't want to talk about it.
And books.
Usually it's about me. Yeah, and books.
Yeah, yeah. That's all coming up on the Snitch and Lins podcast. Let's get to Jurassic Park 4 next. Jurassic World, Lindsay.
It's coming.
How excited are you?
I'm so excited.
On a level from 1 to 100, how excited are you?
100. Jurassic 100.
Mate, you know where it's going to be set, my friend?
Where?
Back on the island.
Yes.
Well, guess what they're going to have in it?
What?
Dinosaurs.
All my dreams have come true.
You know what else they're going to have in Lin's man?
What?
I don't know yet. No other details are available. But how good is this theme?
Oh man. My God. This is coming wild. We're going to go watch it right now. We're dancing around the studio.
We have no more content for this break.
So this is it.
Oh, key change.
Oh, key change. There we go.
We're gonna make it to the end of this if it kills us.
We just like.
I don't know if you guys have seen this, but we're like on studio, like street level at the moment.
We're people dancing around, like, people are looking up like, man, those guys are having a lot of fun.
Yeah, man, those guys are just riled for Jurassic Park 4.
I cannot wait.
It's Jurassic World.
Jurassic World.
Jurassic World.
Coming to a cinemas near you.
We should play movie themes under every break of this podcast. Next break, we're going to play the Back to the Future thing.
Again.
10 seconds. Oh. End it on a high note.
Jurassic World!
Oh, it just ends like that.
Oh, okay. Bit of a dull end.
All right, we need to calm down after that last break. We literally spoke about nothing in that break, but God, that was the funnest. That's one of the funnest breaks I've ever done on this podcast.
That was definitely one of the funnest
Lindsay's
breaks.
Lindsay's unbuttoning his shirt because he's so hot after that.
Oh, man, I'm sweating all over. Man, do you mind if I just open up a little bit?
Yeah.
No. That chili chicken is freaking coming up, mate.
We ate chili chicken right before this. It got us all psyched.
Yep.
Because we were like, this is just... Because it had bones in it as well. And it's just, you know what this reminds me of, Lens Man? Dinosaur bones! All right, now I'm going to stop. Let's talk about something else.
Are Lins we recording?
Man. We're rolling, mate.
Probably just normal conversation.
No, this is... Yeah, there's a sneak peek into what we sound like when we're just normally talking to each other.
Hey, what's happening?
It doesn't stop ever. Lins Man, on the topic of giant things, let's talk giant rats, okay? If this is going to blow your mind, all right?
Okay.
A giant rat measuring 100 centimeters, also known as a meter, my friend.
Yeah. A meter.
Yeah, so you don't seem to be mind blown.
Okay.
I know I said that very nonchalantly, but a meter long rat.
A meter long rat.
Yeah.
That's almost bigger than some children.
I'm going to say, that's almost a meter. Yeah. It's a huge rat, mate. It's been terrorizing a family in Sweden.
What?
Yeah. Now, what? I know you're a bit of a fan of Sweden.
So, hang on. Could someone have mistook it because it's so big?
Mm.
If it had stood on its hind legs, it could have looked like a small man. could have earned the name.
How many men do you know with a meter tall lens?
Well, like a
small man or a child?
A child.
Right.
It could have earned the name the like Rat Man.
Possibly.
Do you think people called it that? The Rat Man is about?
I don't know. I feel like the Swedes are a little more clued into that kind of stuff.
Maybe. Okay, maybe they are. Anyway.
It's in Australia. Mate, don't get me wrong. If it happened in Australia, Rat Man would be all over the news. We'll get Current the... Affair would be covering it live.
Rat Man here.
We'll uncover Rat Man live tonight.
Rat Man! Rat Man, why'd you do it?
Why'd you do it, Rat? Why are you eating wall, Rat Man? Oh, you're a rat. Okay, I get it. Cool, fair enough. They gnawed a tunnel into their house in Sweden, my friend.
This story is preposterous. It's like
northwest of Stockholm.
Yeah, okay, northwest of Stockholm. A giant rat. Yeah,
and it had been living behind their dishwasher. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And only the best stuff for rats.
Yeah.
Nice and warm behind there. That's where they live, all right?
Yeah.
Assuming they had a pest problem of smaller proportions, they attempted to coax it out what they thought was a small mouse. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being like, oh, it's a little bitty mouse in there. Let's coax it out with a piece of cheese, maybe some peanut butter, because actually an urban legend that mice like cheese. They don't really like cheese that much. More peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're clued in. They're Swedes. They know that.
They know
slap a bit of peanut butter on the rat trap, comes out, and it's a meter-long fucking rat. It's down in the back of the thing. Now, this is a pretty crazy story in itself, okay?
Can I just stop you for a moment there?
Sure, yeah.
Because I've realized something back at home. Where I still live with my parents out near Windsor.
Okay, yeah.
I've realized recently we've had some noises in our attic, and I believe there may be a rat or possum in the house.
I was going to say, that's more likely a possum, for sure.
You reckon?
So we've got like families of possums living in our place.
Do we get meter-long possums?
Oh, yeah, man.
Could they just tear down?
At the least.
Do you reckon, you know how in a roof, you got the beams going across? Do you think they ever just missed one of those beams, hit the gyp rock, and just fall right through into a room?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Happens all the time.
Really?
That's where the urban legend of drop bears came from. Just giant possums dropping through the roof. One American saw it once and came back and
everyone in America, don't go there.
Exactly, don't go there. They've got giant drop bears that fall through your ceiling in the middle of the night. It's true, though. Like, me and my girlfriend both have possums, in our parents' places.
Yeah.
Obviously, because we live in the city. It's less possums around here.
Less possum
Unless you're
ratio.
In Hyde Park. Holy hell.
Well, there's a lot of possums there.
Mate, that's like Possum City. You get there at night. You get there at, midnight. I've walked through there at midnight. Yeah. And it's just a free-for-all for possums. They're everywhere, and they're tame. Not like, good tame, like, bad tame. Because you want to get bit by one of them, you're going to get some rabies. You're going to get your rabies on. Yeah, and they're just hanging around, chewing on nuts, just rooting in the fucking bushes, mate. That's disgusting.
Well, it's not that much different from humans in Hyde Park, is it?
Well, that's a very good point. This wasn't a Saturday night. This was during the week. Mate, no, I haven't even got to the good point of the story.
Okay, get back to the story.
Very quickly, the funniest part of this story is not the possum. It's not the fact it's a meter long. It's not even the fact that it's in Sweden. It's how I found this story. You want to know how I found this story, Lindsman?
Snitch. How the hell?
You know when you go into news.com.au or you go on a Sydney Morning Herald and then they have a list of all the other newspapers that is associated with it, what are they called? News Corp?
Yeah.
And it's got a list of those five top stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, of each of the papers.
Yep.
This was, bearing in mind, this is from Sweden.
Yeah.
It was number one in Perth. It was the number one story. I'm sorry, Perth, did you just have a plane crash off the fucking coast of you? And the number one story is of a giant possum in Sweden. What is going on? You guys are...
There is nothing happening
in
Perth.
My
brother recently came back from Perth. I'm like, what's happening over there? He's nothing.
Nothing's happening there.
Nothing is happening. We got to find news from other countries to entertain us.
I feel like they've made this story up to bring up the morale in Perth, because the only big thing that's happened in there in the last 10 years is a plane crashing off the coast of it. And that's literally it.
And Rove McManus, and that's it.
Wait, he's from Perth?
He's from Perth.
Didn't even know that. Doesn't count if you don't know it.
He tries to stay away from that.
Exactly. Man, he moved all the way to LA to do a show to get away from Perth. Lindsman, it's time for our brand new segment that we premiered last week.
Yahoo! Answers.
That's what it is. It's Yahoo Answers. We take questions from Yahoo Answers, the website, which the public asks the internet questions, and then the internet responds. We get rid of the answer that the internet gives.
And we try and give our own response, which is a lot more accurate.
Yeah, and a lot more helpful.
Yeah.
Because we're mild life coaches. That's how we refer to ourselves now.
That's what we do.
That's on our business cards. When podcasters, mild life coaches. Inspirations. Let's do it.
Watch out, Hillsong. First, coming through.
First question is, Lensman, this is a real tough topic, okay?
Okay.
And look, I reckon out of the two of us, it might relate to you more.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Just ate 52 pizza rolls.
We've all been there.
We've all been there. Okay. Just ate 52 pizza rolls. Will I die in my sleep? Now,
it's a little vague.
The subtitle here is, there are 152 calories in two rolls. Will I die?
Holy cow.
Oh, and I also had 2 liters of Coke with it. Got to wash down those rolls, bro.
Yeah, you got to get that pastry.
Wash them down, bro.
Man, just skull it.
Yeah, that's going to dry your throat up
okay,
bad.
Okay, I'm thinking, you're not going to die. No. But you want to sleep on your side.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you don't want to sleep on your back.
No, because that's gonna block up your airway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ooh. And then you're gone. Yeah, that's it.
That's gone.
Yeah, sleep in the recovery position.
Didn't you have a situation the other night where your tongue fell in the back of your throat and you felt like you were going to die?
Yeah, I thought that. I woke up like breathless. I was like, I didn't have 52 pizza rolls.
I was going to say, did you eat 52 pizza rolls before that?
I ate 48.
40, oh, that's right then.
I was okay, but 52, that's peaking it.
Once you hit the 52 mark, can really start worrying.
Once you're over 50, that's it. You're in the red.
And the 2 liters of Coke, that's just going to just rumble around in there. Yeah. I'm really hoping you didn't do this at night. That's what I really
Well, he's going to bed.
Yeah. He's going to die in his sleep, of course. Yeah. So it must be a night, he's eating 52. It could really be any time of the day. He's got time to eat 52 pizza rolls and 2 liters of Coke.
What's the time? Do you start at dawn and do all these things? Or do you just go on hour or two?
I don't know. If he starts at dawn, at least you've got the rest of the day to walk around and burp it all out.
That's true. So he's done this at night time.
Yeah. So if you're doing this at night, it's probably 3 a.m. He probably doesn't have anything to do the next day.
I think he's going to be fine. You're going to be fine, mate. Just sleep in your sleep. Okay, you'll be fine.
Next question.
Now,
this question, Lensman, I will preempt it with saying that I reckon that it might have a typo in it, okay?
Okay.
It may have a typo.
Does this change the whole meaning of the question then?
Well, Lindsay, funny you should ask. But I say that we answer it how it's posed. Because you know what? Maybe it doesn't have a typo, okay? Maybe this is what they meant.
Okay, let's hear it.
Spiritually speaking, and this is good because, Lindsay, you're a spiritual, you're used to be a spiritual man.
Yeah, I've got a diploma.
Diploma
in theology, there we go.
He's got a diploma in theology. So spiritually speaking, I want sex from a girl badly. Is that a sin? Mate.
No, my brother.
If I had a dime every time I wanted some sax from a girl, if I just wanted that girl to crack out a bit of sax, give us a tune. God. I know. You know what? It's bad, you know? It's a sin.
It is a sin to enjoy music more than God sometimes.
That is true.
Because sometimes music is just so good.
Especially when it's sax from a girl. That's the best type of sax. You know what I mean?
When a girl just knows how to handle the sax.
Oh, and she just wraps her lips around the sax.
Yeah.
Knows how to finger all those notes.
Just blows you a tune so well.
Blows you senseless on that sax. Just so good. Oh, what is with your phone, Lindsay?
I don't know.
Blows you senseless on the sax. I am just... You know what, mate? It's a sin, but it's worth it.
It's worth it. God will forgive you.
Hopefully.
Maybe. It might be the unforgivable sin. We don't know.
We don't know, mate.
Sax from a girl.
The original sin. Next question. And last question. This one's definitely directed at you, Lindsman.
Man, they're all just Lindsay focused tonight.
They're all pretty Lindsay focused. I mean, it is from the internet.
I'm stepping up as the life coach here.
Here we go. How do you make games?
That's it?
No, it's not. There's a subtext.
Okay, how do you make games?
I always wanted to become a game designer and still want to, but how? Do you use computers to do it? Who will make the places in the game? My goal was to become a game designer, and when I reach that goal, my next goal will try to make the game of the year like Last of Us or GTA 5. I've always had this idea, and I keep adding to it. Signed, Roxas.
Well,
Lindsay, you're definitely the gamer out of the two of us.
Well, Roxas.
I need to know your advice for Roxas.
Well, you probably need a computer to start with.
Do you, though? Do you need a computer for a game? Well, what about board games? You know?
Yeah, can you make some board games? Why not? You can make some word games.
The sky's the limit for Roxas. I reckon at the point that he's going at the moment, he probably should start with board games.
Maybe.
And if he can play a basic game of Scrabble.
If he can play a game, yeah. That would be great. Any game.
But he knows what games are, though, because he knows Last of Us and GTA 5. They're both very big games, aren't they?
They're games of the year.
Well, mate, Roxas is going to make them, okay? Roxas. Give him some advice on how to make them.
I don't know how to make them. If I knew how to make them, I would be making them.
Yeah. If no one on the internet's going to give you an answer for this. Okay, I do like this one because it actually provides an answer on the internet as
well. I can tell you an answer.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
This is what the best thing to do, if a little bit of know-how.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be a game designer, what you're better off doing is not designing a game, but modifying a game. They're called mods, and typically mods create a popular kind of category of a game, and then they themselves are recognized by game developers and hired. And that's how it's done.
We're not looking for helpful answers.
Oh, okay. Sorry. The life coach responsibilities. I thought I was going to step up to Roxas.
You're signed off for that. Okay. The internet gave a much better answer than that.
Well, what was it?
Which was, no, you don't use a computer. Use a fucking potato.
Michael, 3 books in Stanford University have been found to be covered in human skin.
Okay.
Shocking news, I know.
What movie are you talking about here?
No, I'm not talking about a movie.
Wait, you're talking about real life?
This is reality. I, this is not...
You're talking about real life?
This is real life.
Oh, my God.
Not virtual reality, something out there. This is real things that are happening in our today world.
Real things, real skin.
Real skin.
Oh.
It's happening. Someone has decided that some piece of literature, some book, is worth covering with human skin.
Wow. Is it because it was worth covering in it, or was it because the book wasn't that great and he was like, what's a pretty good gimmick to get this solved? what can I slap on the cover? I don't have a Pulitzer Prize. I don't have one of those gold stars that children's books get. But you know what I can do? I can cover that baby in skin and people will be talking about it centuries later.
You never know.
Yeah.
We might buy it. It might be a gimmick.
Yeah, it could be it.
Oh my goodness, I did not think of that.
New promo for the bloody new Da Vinci Code film, mate. That's what it could be. You never
know. Covered in real human skin.
Real human skin, legitimately.
Well, you know. You can't judge a book by its cover.
Oh, yeah, very good, very good.
Might be really good.
I mean, what would it actually be, though? Does it say what the books are?
I don't know. It literally could be anything. It could be a children's book. Could be a cookbook. Could be Kyle Sanderland's biography.
Oh, man. We're covered in his skin. His excess skin. When he got some liposuction and whatever was left over, he's like,
just shove it on a book.
Shove it on a book. Shove it on a book. Sell it to the fuckwits that listen to me. That'll be sick. Give me a ciggy. That sounds very... almost too much like Kyle Sanderland, something that he would do. But, you know, I'd read it. Would you read it?
What, the human...
If you had a chance, like... Don't get me wrong, I put some gardening gloves on before I touched them, but I want to know what's in them.
Man, I don't know. I don't know if I could do it.
You couldn't do it?
It could be hairy and stuff. No way.
You don't have to touch it with your hands. You're just wearing gloves. It's fine.
I'm not wearing... No.
I'm assuming that they didn't figure it out just because there was a giant patch of hair on it.
Maybe if there was like a Kindle cover that was not human skin, maybe then.
<That's>
maybe then I'll do it.
A virtual human skin.
A virtual human skin.
Okay, fair enough.
Let's go with that.
Wait, do you mean like a sleeve for your Kindle?
Yeah, a sleeve for my Kindle made of human skin. I'll do that. Why not?
Of a giant ball bag that fits a small Kindle in it. This man was huge. This is John Holmes' Kindle. Oh, Linz, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Great day today.
It was a great day.
Great day. Great day. Well, awesome. Was it a great day, though?
Well,
was it a great day?
In some ways.
Actually, now I think about it.
Yeah.
Not a great day.
Why not?
Not a great day.
Every day's a great
day. Well, not a great day for me because I'm not the one that lost their wallet and made his friend pay for everything.
And you have truly shown your true colours to be a great friend.
Yeah, to be a great friend.
You're willing to pay for my train ticket?
Pay for your train ticket.
You paid for dinner. That was great.
Yeah.
And
you're also planning on going out a little bit later and buying something that...
It's only available in Sydney, Michael.
Mm.
So I'm just like,
is
I'm here. I'm now. It's like I'm in the city. I need to get this thing. Didn't bring my wallet. Snitch, mate. Can you do us a favor? I mean, I'll pay you back.
What if it was a bit skint? What if I'm opening my wallet and there's a little moth flying out of it, huh? What are you going to do then? Huh? You're going to have to catch that train, not pay any money.
Can you use your credit card? It's got a little bit of debt. Borrow some money from the bank.
Go into a bit of debt with the bank. Like, just get a loan out, mate. Just get a loan
Just
out.
Get a loan.
Just don't worry
Just to
about
get
it,
a right? sneaky little loan.
Get a sneaky loan out because I'm too stupid to bring my bloody wallet with me. Even though I'm driving into the city, it's got your license in it. Also, here's a good point. You drove in without your wallet.
Yeah.
Is it illegal to drive without a license on you?
As long as I think you fax it to them later. I think that's how it works.
Really?
I think so.
I was always under the impression that you can't drive unless you've got your license with you.
I think they like that.
They like... They're just like...
It's like going to the library without a library card. So, or you go to the video store without a video card, just like, oh, just type in your number.
It's basically if you don't have your license with you, it's making more work for them.
Yeah.
And they hate you for that.
Yeah, yeah. But
so
if you
rock up and you're just like, hey, I know you want to give me a ticket, but I got my license. Making it pretty easy for you. So knock off $20.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't give me that demerit and we'll be sweet. All good.
Well, you know? Yeah. And then just
next guy I pull over, this bloody joker back here in the bloody Corolla. He's probably not going to have one. Absolutely doesn't have one. That's Lindsay.
Just driving along. Just driving along. Yes!
Erratically across the road because he's so hungry. Because he hasn't had anything to eat because he forgot his wallet.
I'm just like, can't wait for that free feed.
Oh, mate.
Thanks, Snitch.
What did I get you?
Chili chicken. It was awesome.
Was it awesome?
Oh, it was pretty hot.
Yeah, it was. We got the chili chicken outside and we asked for a medium chili. They gave us the hottest chili.
They went
in the
to
world.
The depths of hell
yeah.
and stole from Satan's bowl. The hottest sauce known to man and sprinkled it on my chicken. Yeah. Like,
you know that,
he'll never
like,
know.
Something's really hot when you look over at your mate and there's just snot dribbling
and
out of his face.
And sweat and tears. And I'm like, man.
It's that kind of snot that you don't even care about now, you know? Where it's just, it's just the more it comes out, the better, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was dripping onto the chicken. He was still eating it. It was a disgusting sight. It truly was. It was almost worth paying for your dinner. Lensman, there is one thing that I am so excited about, and it is virtual reality. Okay, you know this is a real thing of mine, okay?
No, it's not.
So excited about this. There's been a thing out, a lot of people will know what this is, called Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
It is an amazing virtual reality experience. It's been in beta testing for a long while, but people have been going nuts so far.
I feel it's overhyped.
Why do you say that?
Because it's just a screen that's been freaking...
Mate, have you seen people's reactions to this thing?
They're paid.
They're not paid, mate.
No, I don't
this
care.
Is just conventions where they've had it set up and people are just losing their minds. Like, they're going on there and just being like, oh, it's like I'm really on a roller coaster, you know?
Well, go on a roller coaster.
Okay, so that was not the best experience. Like, it's just like being in Tron, you know? It's one of those experiences that, like, doesn't it excite you?
No, it doesn't.
Virtual reality.
No.
What if we get to a point where we can go anywhere within the comforts of our own home? That's my dream. That's my dream, Lens, man.
This is the pinnacle of my life.
Seriously, all I'm going to be...
Man, if I was born in the Middle Ages, I would have been pissed because I could not get virtual reality.
Man, I would have been, seriously. Because now I can live in the Middle Ages through virtual reality.
Oh my goodness.
Perfect. I want to be, this is what I'm just picturing like 50 years from now.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just sitting in the comfiest shit chair ever. Like, what, 50 years from now, I'm going to be like 75?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pushing death.
Yeah, pushing death, my friend. Oh, probably dead by then. But
yeah,
let's fingers crossed.
Hypothetical.
Just mainlining just Cheetos into my veins.
Yeah.
Sitting in a comfy chair, Oculus Rift on, just pumping like... We're inside that virtual reality.
You see, there's the problem.
Yeah.
You're going to be like the Matrix, man. You're going to be hooked up and people are going to take advantage of
you know
somehow.
What, man? You know what I mean? I'm Cypher. I love it. I love it. Laugh
you
the
love
Matrix.
The lie.
I love
you
the lie.
You see,
you know what it is, Liz, man?
What?
Ignorance is bliss.
No, yep, no, no.
That's
you
what
see,
it is.
It's all about I got educated when I was young in the 90s. There was a show called Sliders. There was a show called Sliders, which I watched one time.
Oh, it was a very good show.
And they went to a different world, parallel world, right?
Yeah.
One of the worlds they went to, everyone was hooked up to virtual reality and then just kind of lived in this dream world while the corporations took over. That's what is going to happen, Michael.
Nah, man.
See, no, I'm going to be real. I'm going to be experiencing real life.
Nah, man.
I'm going to breathe in real air. I'm free.
Mate, I'm living a second life, my friend. living a second life in my sweet ass chair.
It's not real.
No, no worries in the world. Look, man, I'm going to be 75 by that stage. What am I going to go? Fucking up to the peak of Mount Kilimanjaro when I'm 75. I can do that in my Oculus Rift. I look in there. I've got a six pack, you know? I'm ripped like a mofo. Yeah?
It's not going to happen.
And they've already made porn for it.
Have they?
Of course they have. It's like the first thing they made.
Of course.
Of course it was.
Of course it was.
Are you kidding me? The second someone was like, hey, this is a mad virtual reality thing. We can strap it on our face. They're like, all right, yeah, you made porn from it yet?
I was like,
well, obviously we have.
Obviously we have. We've got it cataloged, ready to go.
That's how we made this. We made it to have porn.
Enhance our porn experience. Yeah,
exactly. Because you know that it was a bunch of losers just in their basement that made this stuff. Like, no one has the time to make it.
What if we just put a screen on our eyes rather than having to look away?
Yeah.
And then
a bunch of geniuses. That's what they were. Bunch of real perverted geniuses.
I'm not jumping in on this boat.
Mate, we're still going to be doing this podcast in 50 years' time. I know it. I'm going to rub it in your face when we're both hooked up to virtual reality, still doing a podcast.
Hold on. Here we go. No, okay, get a tune.
Keep going.
Oh, my God!
Jurassic World!
World! Welcome to Jurassic Park.
I just like fading it down. Is he going to talk? Is he going to talk?
I can't remember any catchphrases. What's some other catchphrases?
I don't know. They always move in herds. Is that a thing? That's not a thing.
I don't think it's a thing.
Sam Neill, what else does he say? Oh, Jeff Goldblum to say a really funny laugh. He goes, ha ha ha. I feel like the music is not helping me remember what it is.
Newman was in that film.
Yeah. You forgot the magic word.
Please. Oh.
Lensman,
yeah,
it's been an absolute pleasure being with you on the Snitch Lens podcast.
It's always been a pleasure. We should always do this at the end of a podcast.
Can we?
Yes.
Can we?
Yes.
Can we?
Yes.
You've been listening to the Snitch Lens podcast.
Till another time.
Spread the love.
Recently, three books in Stanford's University Library has been found covered. I stuffed it up again. Michael, what do you usually bind books with?
You still fucked that up.
Fuck, I'm sticking to the script.